everyone. Welcome back to the Julian Ellis Show. I am Julian Ellis, yours truly. And today in the news, Naomi got for me. By the way, before I get into anything, I got something to say about Naomi. Yesterday, we were downloading stuff, and Naomi, who is how old?
28.
Plugged in a RJ45 in her computer cable for the first time. We are in a full Wi-Fi, non-wireless generation, and that just blew my mind. I had to say it. Back to the news. Global Wellness Day. Okay, so in the news, there is coming up this year the Global Wellness Day. And we have, thanks to dayspamagazine.com, I refer back to that website quite often because they've just got good articles. I'm not affiliated with them in any way, but interesting articles in there. So Global Wellness Day celebrations set for June 8th, 2019. So coming right up in less than 2 weeks, about 10 days. Let me read through the article for you folks. Saturday, June 8th, 2019 will mark the 8th annual Global Wellness Day celebrations and the 5th time the occasion will be celebrated internationally, with the Cayman Islands, China, Peru, Kenya, Zimbabwe, and Dominican Republic taking part this year. Thousands of locations around the world, including hotels, spa chains, fitness centers, yoga studios, associations, foundations, hospitals, schools, governments, celebrities, and business people will be celebrating the Global Wellness Day with free non-commercial health and wellness activities for the public. The theme for 2019 is community and kids wellness, with the goal of increasing good deeds and decreasing wellness depression. This year's motto is, and Mike Kant agrees with that, this year's motto is one day can change your whole life. I'm loving it so far. I had heard about this day a few months back. I think actually before the last edition. We're here in Paris, France, so I know some people are involved here. Let me continue with the article. Global Wellness Day founder, Belgian Axoy's dream of celebrating a day dedicated to wellness has inspired an international network of more than 87 Global Wellness Day ambassadors, 25 key supporters, and 4 advisors, all lifestyle-oriented entrepreneurs and wellness professionals who organize complimentary wellness events around the globe. Now, I really like that, again, because when you talk about wellness, you know, there's a whole range of stuff that's possible within wellness. And I think a lot of us, know only one part of what wellness is. If you're maybe a woman used to spas and you're doing only, say, hair and facial treatments, maybe you don't regularly get massages. If you're into massages, maybe you don't look at the yoga part of wellness. If you're into the yoga, maybe you don't concentrate on the eating well. If you're a foodie, maybe you're not concentrating enough on the sports aspect of things. So it's really nice to have a day where all of these institutions are dedicated to showing to the public what wellness is in its, say, most vast variants. She explains, I'm back to the article, she explains that her idea from the beginning was that wellness is not a luxury, but the inherent right of every individual. A luxury thing, but a really valuable one. Like, this is typically a sentence that comes out of the Western world. If you're struggling as someone in a third world country, wellness as a right is not a concept which you would be familiar with. However, I do, very much agree with the fact that wellness should be a right, or we should all be some way conscious of this concept and what it is to take care of oneself, both physically and mentally. I continue in the article. We go to school from the age of 2, hoping that the education system is going to help prepare us for our future, says Axoy. but nobody is teaching us how to live, how to breathe, how to be mindful, and how to love ourselves, as these are things that are essential to be happy, a happy adult in the future. Love this person. I love this person. Truest sentence today, truest sentence this week, truest sentence this month. So true. You learn about so many things in school, and the most basic things of, say, the sentence said it all. I don't need to comment on it. All right, I continue. In an era where global consumer culture is mostly damaging the concept of childhood, and kids are ending up unhappy and unsatisfied, she continues. We want to encourage children to integrate wellness practices into their lives on a daily basis and to carry on those practices throughout their lives. Look for the hashtag Global Wellness Day to follow what happens. So hashtag Global Wellness Day to follow what happens from one end of the world to the other on June 8th. We will definitely do that. And there are now, let me just end with this. Celebrations will range from entire cities joining together with family-friendly events to hotels and community centers offering complimentary activities like hiking and dance ceremonies. Here is how some countries are planning to take part. Now, because I'm always interested in the massage aspect of things, I'm going to do Control F massage on this page and see what comes out here. Control F is search throughout a text on a page. A little tech tidbit there. In the Netherlands, a series of events for kids and the community in general is being planned. Visits to elderly care facilities, 5K walking, outdoor massages, wellness activities in spas, and seminars on workplace wellness. Very interesting. Outdoor massages, you gotta love it. It's an outdoor massage is just so different from an indoor, whether you're in a small room or if you're in a spa or whatnot. The environment is such that you can't really relax the way you would in another environment. For example, you see these beautiful videos sometimes of people massaging with their feet in the sea, with the waves lapping at their feet and at the massage table. Now, beautiful pictures. It's kind of like a situation where you think, I'd love to be there. I suspect you don't really enjoy it the way you would in an extremely calm and closed environment, because there's wind, you might be a little bit cold. In the end, the sea is a noisy thing. It can be relaxing, but not necessarily. So there's, outdoor massages can, I would try it. I would do it for sure. No two ways about it. It's just that there is a distinction between an in-house and outside massage. In-house, I don't know if that's the term, but just being inside versus outside. Okay, in Israel, Global Wellness Day will hold an event on a rooftop in Tel Aviv overlooking the Mediterranean sunset and a refreshing and healthy ambience featuring a massage corner, healthy treats, and all natural popsicles. Sounds very good. I would go there. Special guest speaker Dan and Lona Chamadi Selpeter, who are the top Israeli track and field Olympic athletes, will speak about fitness, health, and overall wellness. Additionally, four startup companies will be presenting their wellness technology. Kind of cool. It's true that Israel is a very vibrant place for the tech industry. Lots of startups. They really push that side of things. And that's been the case for a very long time. For those of you who remember the chat program called ICQ that came out of Israel, it was one of the big ones that comes to mind. Anyways, so that's that for Israel. In Zimbabwe, wow, how interesting. We never think about Africa for wellness, but a lot is going on over there. I have very regularly people from Africa contacting me. People in the wellness industry, massage therapists and so on, and who are in spas, and they're open to the world. They want to know what's going on. They want to create exchanges and so on. So keep an eye open for what's happening over there. Zimbabwe, in their second year, Global Wellness Day Zimbabwe will be focusing on a holistic full-day wellness retreat for the whole family. Activities such as Zumba, yoga, and outdoors and outdoor spa, massage treatments in nature, along with mental wellness and meditation seminars will take place. Healthy cooking classes, etc., etc. Amazing. I mean, look it up. Look it up. This is happening in Zimbabwe. Again, all of these activities, as they have been thought of by the Global Wellness Day organizers, are to be free and to show the general public the different, say, activities and things you can do within the wellness environment. All right. Last one that refers to massage specifically. South Africa. I'll read the whole thing. I'm actually curious to know what's going on in South Africa. Rated the unhealthiest and most stressed country in the world, South Africa Global Wellness Day team is working towards changing these statistics. This year, GWD will be focusing on community and, with the help of sponsors, will be collecting clothes, food, toys, and much more for those in need. Very caring endeavor indeed. The team will be attending schools to speak about wellness, mindfulness, nutrition, and good deeds, and also visiting elderly people's homes to pamper them with special massages. Global Wellness Day will be celebrated across South Africa with the support of spa groups such as Camelot, Ginkgo, Amani, Guvan, Spa and Wellness Association South Africa, Isa Castens Academy, the Western Cape Town, etc., 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 a whole bunch of people involved in the event down there in South Africa. Super interesting stuff. Even though I haven't read the whole article, you might have seen that the kind of this concept jumped out, which is that of mental health wellness. And here in the South African part of it, they refer to mindfulness. It is super interesting to see how wellness is not only physical but also mental. And these issues are coming up more and more. You hear about them everywhere. You see the posts on Instagram. You hear now the big major entrepreneurs, business people start talking and addressing these questions of mental wellness. Because mental wellness, what's interesting to see is that it's not an all black and white situation for a lot of people. If you talk to doctors, I mean, if you're schizophrenic, unfortunately, you're schizophrenic and that's that. But then, you know, between the actual pathological state of any mood disorder or mental illness, there's a whole range of gray. And a lot of wellness depends on how well people are able to deal with that inner state of again, you can call it mood disorder or you know, illness or whatever. And mindfulness, you know, meditation / mindfulness is something which is becoming more and more popular because it is addressing those minor problems, but which are actual problems, but they're minor in the sense that they're less visible, they're less discernible by people, not only on the outside, but people themselves don't necessarily identify them as easily as they would if they had a full-fledged pathology. So it's real interesting to see in this article that not only I love the whole Global Wellness Day idea, it is real interesting to see that there is apparently mental illness topics that are being addressed through different ways, apparently. And so that's that. I think that's that for today. So if you want to read the full article, it's in dayspamagazine.com. It is dated, I do not have a date for the article. I think it was probably rather recent. The Global Wellness Day itself is June 8th, 2019. Check the website to see. I know they have like per country, per city, the different activities that happen. So you can check that out. And who knows, we might do something with the European Massage Association. It's a bit of a short thing. You know, we've been involved in so many different things, event organization, you know, getting the community together. We're just kind of starting the whole adventure, but why not do something? And that's that. I think you've got some pretty nice wellness info with that. I am super happy for whoever was here yesterday and came back today. Watch this video, and I hope to see you again tomorrow or the day after, whenever. All right. Ciao.